Mr. Simpson, you organized this crime in which two victims were robbed at gunpoint. It was a serious crime, and there was no excuse for it. You deserve to be sent to prison. You've been in prison now almost 9 years, the minimum amount imposed by the court. You have complied with the rules of the prison. You have programmed in an acceptable manner. You have no prior conviction of criminal activity. You are a low risk to reoffend on our guidelines. You have community support and stable release plans. We've heard from you and from your victim. The question here, as with all parole hearings, is whether or not you have served enough time in prison on this case. Considering all these factors, my vote is to grant your parole effective when eligible.
And that was moments ago in Carson City, Nevada, O.J. Simpson at the correctional facility in Lovenock, Nevada. That was the first of the parole board members that granted O.J. Simpson's parole. 2, 3, and 4 followed in a little quicker fashion than number one. And O.J. Simpson on target now for parole on October the 1st.
Oh, man, right? It was nuts. I didn't think even this would be. I knew it would be covered a lot. I knew it would be on TV, but the social media, Twitter, the memes that will come from all this, like, it was even a bigger event than I thought it would be. And we knew this was coming yesterday, and I didn't really have any expectations for what I thought would actually happen there. So I don't know if I'm surprised or I'm not surprised or I'm not stunned, but I will say, it seemed like he joked his way through that and still got what he wanted, which is unreal, right? Like, it didn't seem like he took that very seriously. He was out here talking about, I've never been a conflict guy. You know, I'm not somebody who ever pulled a weapon on anybody. And it's like, dude, I know this is about the Vegas thing that happened in 2007. It has nothing to do about any Bronco chase or any stabbings or anything that happened in the past. I understand, but it really did seem like he joked his way through the hearing, and we're all going to have our jokes about this because, hey, O.J. Simpson, he's made more money for anybody in the last, since 1979, the last played a football game, now until 2017. People still love to talk about O.J. Simpson, and people still making careers on cable news talking about O.J. Simpson. But, you would think that he would take it a little bit more seriously up there, but nah, man, he just has a way about him to be able to talk his way through all these kind of situations. And he's got more lives than Jack Bauer. I've seen every season, every episode of 24, and it seems like Jack Bauer should have been dead a lot of different times, should have been done. Seemed like O.J. Simpson should have been done quite a bit, but this dude just keeps coming back.
I also as recently became the commissioner of the softball league, 18-team league.
So there you go. He's talking about a softball league. So that league right now needs a new commissioner. So somebody, if you're one of these people out there who love being a commissioner, who love running things, there's an 18-team league available right now. The commissioner has stepped down. He's on to a different challenge. I don't know. Am I supposed to have the attitude where I'm taking this, seriously, and am I supposed to feel sorry again for, I feel sorry for the victims of O.J. Simpson's first crime, that one that he was able to get off on, and I guess the robbery thing is not a great thing to do either. Now, 33 years for that kind of seemed a little excessive from the beginning, but I guess I'm so far removed from the heart of 1994 that I'm seeing a lot of jokes about this and I can kind of laugh along.
And I'm just totally the opposite. I am fascinated by the mechanics of this process. I think the OJ case originally in 1995 brought a lot of people into a courtroom for the first time. How things go, how you have to prove things, how the system works. I was fascinated at how this thing worked. It took a long time. I've served on a couple of juries, and the things that I've known from court cases, and this was not a true court case, but it was part of the court system, things take a lot longer than you'd expect. They ask questions. They set it up. Listening to what the different charges were or what they had to do to fulfill things, they really kind of showed how it was. And I don't think the committee had a choice. I think the committee, following its protocol, gave the response that they needed to give.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, who am I to question, like, the procedure of it? This is the lives of these people who are in charge of making sure a procedure is upheld. And if you look at it just from the case of, is he, like, what are you supposed to evaluate? Has he behaved well? Does he have a good system that he could step right into if he is released? And is he likely to do his crime again? I guess if you look at all those things, you can find the answer that he's probably not likely to do this again at the age of 70, and he probably behaved well according to the people that they brought up in the prison. So, I mean, I understand it. It's just, this isn't normal. Like, this isn't a normal case. But, this isn't a normal person.
The normal case would never have been shown.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing normal about this. So why, like, I guess you're fascinated for learning the procedure of it. Like, I'm fascinated on everything that makes this not normal. Like, I love the fact that we're getting, you know, outrageous quotes from O.J. Simpson. Things like, it's almost like he's rubbing his face, his ego is just out of control, mm-hmm. right? It's like, he knows what he has to know what he's most known for, right? The, mm-hmm. what happened with him killing his ex-wife. And it's like he knows that everybody hates him for that, but yet continues to sort of talk around, not bring that up directly, but like saying that he's never been a conflict person. Like, yeah. Really? Like, you can't say that. We know your background, man. You haven't just been a conflict person. You've been involved in the biggest conflict that news has ever had. And you got away with it. We get it. And we're supposed to have faith in our legal system that, okay, he got away with it. It means he didn't do it. He's not guilty. So we're supposed to move on from it. But you know that's not how it works. You know people haven't moved on. So for you to just say these quotes and have these things come up is just wild to me, man. He didn't really even show sympathy for this. For the thing that happened in 2007, and that's usually what I thought parole hearings were supposed to be, is that you were supposed to show sympathy for at least the crime that you're in jail for right now. But now he didn't even really show sympathy for that. He just kind of joked his way around it. You know, I don't make excuses, but let me spend the next 3 minutes doing nothing but making excuses. But, hey, he's good at talking, man. He's 70 years old. If you just pulled up the audio, you wouldn't think you're talking this. You wouldn't think you're hearing somebody who's 70 years old and who's a little out of touch. Like, he's really good at talking. I can see what's so appealing about the guy mm-hmm. if you didn't know anything about his past. But yeah, where we differ, the thing that makes it normal is what fascinates you. Mm-hmm. The thing that makes it completely abnormal is what fascinates me.
You know, I'm not a guy who lived a criminal life. You know, I'm a pretty straight shooter.
Like, stop it! Stop it! I'm not a guy who's lived a criminal life. Like, we're not supposed to think that what happened back in the 90s happened. Don't rub our face in it.
But the most telling thing in the whole case, when one of the woman parole board members said about they take letters and emails and faxes of people's opinions on whether you should be released or not. And she held up something that must have been 3 or 4 inches thick and said that most of the negative ones referred to the case back in 95. And she very calmly mentioned that that had no bearing on this case.
I know it doesn't, but that doesn't mean you could just joke your way and kind of allude to it and have me feel some type of way about it. I'm not I haven't had a criminal life. I've never pulled away. But like, you just don't have to have quotes like that. There's one thing to, you know, not focus back on that. But it's another thing for O.J. Simpson to go up there and kind of casually allude to it or speak as if we've all forgotten what's happened mm-hmm. there. And hey, it worked for him, I guess. You know, he's going to be in October. What's he going to do in October?
I think his greatest challenge is going to be staying out. I think he's going to have people out there. They're going to try to bait him into doing something to get him back into prison.
Yeah,
I think he's going to have a lot of trouble continuing to do what he wants, continue to have his life outside of prison. I think he's going to have to try to stay as far removed, almost become a hermit to try to keep
Can
keep
that
out.
Dude become a hermit?
I don't think so. That's why I think that challenge is going to be a greater challenge for him than the 9 years he spent at Lovelock.